All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome in to Daily Faceoff Live, your go-to source for everything hockey, live every weekday at noon Eastern.
Another playoff edition of Daily Faceoff Live, and we're thrilled to be welcoming in Bet365 as our sports betting partner just in time for the 2024 playoffs. We'll be here with Bet365 to give you all the news, analysis, lines, and betting options for the playoffs until just one team is left standing. We are live over on the Daily Faceoff YouTube, where I am desperately looking for your hashtag AskDFO inbox questions. Today's show, Frank, we could also just call it Two Guys in Hotel Rooms Talking Hockey.
Love to see it. You're in L.A. I see you trying to emanate the salmon guy from the game the other night. Nice. Did you see that salmon shirt guy?
That was really funny. I don't know how someone around him, and I think someone tweeted that up in the 300s in Winnipeg, there was a brief salmon guy chant going down. I don't know how you lack that much self-awareness.
But that's you now. You're in L.A. getting ready for Oilers Kings Game 3, and you're salmon guy on Daily Faceoff Live.
Fair enough. All right.
I'm in Nashville and just holding on for dear life.
Yeah, Frank. Frank's still grinding. Frank's still playing hurt, but it's the playoffs. That is what you do. We'll talk some Oilers Kings. We'll talk some Canucks and Predators as well. And we're also going to be joined by John Goins in a little bit with the coaches room. But let's start with the fact, Frank, that there will be some brooms out around the NHL this weekend. And it's because last night we got a couple of results that pushed series to 3-0. I'll start with the one that honestly surprised me the most. And it's the Panthers taking down the Tampa Bay Lightning. Frank, I thought the Bolts would have a bit more of a push in them. I thought going back to home ice would spark them. That didn't happen last night.
Look, what's the old saying? The cliche, it's not a series until a team loses on home ice. And now, as mentioned, the Bolts are staring down the broom. Here's the thing. Watching these first three games of the series, the last time that I saw a series that was the games were played this closely and were still had one team with a 3-0 advantage on the series scoreboard was Flyers Bruins. In 2010, I can remember going through that series thinking the Flyers are like this close. They could have won any one of those three games. And I'm not going to sit here and predict a reverse sweep, where they come back and win the series 4-3. It's only happened, I think, four times in NHL history. That said, I love what John Cooper said after the game, which was, hey, we told everyone, You don't need to show up tomorrow if you don't believe. So we'll see how many guys are at the rink today.
Yeah, fair enough. Listen, if there's one of the two that I had to pick to actually become a bit of a series, it is Florida-Tampa because, again, I go to last night, Carolina-New York. I think they blew their chances in those first two games in Carolina when the Canes did not have their A game. I'm willing to stick a fork in the Islanders, Frank. I think they're done.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Whether it's four games or five, I called a sweep from the beginning, so I'm happy to see it end in 4-0 if that's what it ends up being. I think the Islanders are clearly outclassed here, and even though they had the first two games where the Canes were just okay on the whole, they had an opportunity that was clearly missed.
Yeah, and that's really how this series is going to come down for the Islanders. Do you think there's any part of them, and I mean, it's tough because I don't think goaltending was a problem. Do you think they regret going with Varlamov at all out of the gates over maybe hoping Ilya Sorokin can just snap into his elite form?
Honestly, I don't think it matters. They could have put Patrick Waugh in his prime himself in there in net, and I think they'd still lose this series pretty handily.
Yeah, so Joe says, hashtag ask DFO, which team is most likely to rally back and win their series? I think it's very clearly Tampa Bay, but hey, stranger things have happened. I just have a real hard time imagining this Islanders team catching the Canes four straight times. A couple of teams, Frank, from Western Canada out on the road for their series, and they're looking to avoid going down 2-1 tonight in game three. Let's go to where you are out on the road in Nashville, where the Vancouver Canucks will once again be turning to Casey DeSmith between the pipes against the Nashville Predators. You look here at the numbers, not exactly pretty in the first game for DeSmith. I would argue that there were some defensive meltdowns in front of him on a couple of those goals. So while, again, I didn't like the way the goals went in, I thought the last one, his rebound control wasn't good. I thought the one deflection from up top, probably need to stop that one as well. But what I'm getting at is I also think the Canucks have some room to play much better in front of this guy.
They do, and that's the exciting part. If you're a Canucks fan and you're sour today thinking the complexion of this series changed when Thatcher Demko went down, you're not wrong, but here's the bright way to look at it if you prefer the positive angle, which is Elias Pettersson, JT Miller, Quinn Hughes, and Brock Besser all haven't scored yet in this series. I'm sure everyone was feeling a little bit different after Brock Besser took a puck off the hand in practice yesterday. Rick Tocchet saying he's fine, certainly something to keep an eye on. But that's the path for the Canucks to win this series. I think they're the better team. And I think watching the first two games really closely in the arena in Vancouver, Nashville hasn't yet shown to me their path to win. They were kind of just hanging on. They at no point really in the first two games did the Preds really control significant chunks of those games. And because of that, you know, you look at the missed opportunities that the Canucks had, all the shots that missed the net, how many great looks or opportunities hit a stick in front and squirted the other way. Look, this is going to be a tight series by nature of the Demko injury. I think that significantly leveled the ice surface. But for right now, heading to Nashville 1-1, they've got a real chance with a pivotal game three to make their mark on this series. And I feel like in some ways listening to Elias Pettersson flog himself, they just kind of need to calm down a little bit too.
I think that is a big part of it as well. They have controlled the possession in this series. It's just been, they've struggled to get shots through. All these games have been very low on the shot total. And part of that is because Nashville's just getting in the way of everything. So on one hand, while I commend the fact that they get in the lanes on everything and are willing to sacrifice their bodies, I also look at Vancouver and go, there's an art to blocking shots. There's an art to getting pucks through as well. And JT Miller has been held off the shot clock in one game this year. Elias Pettersson has been held off the shot clock in one game this year. That's a guy who averaged 2.5 shots a game in the regular season. As much as I commend Nashville, I look at Vancouver and go, you got to find a way to get pucks through because you're not going to win this series if you're only throwing 22 to 25 shots a game on UC Saros.
Yeah. But if you're a Preds fan, the path to winning is probably, as Andrew Brunette phrased it, commitment to pain. That's going to be a huge part of getting in the way. I'd just like to see the Preds, from their perspective, push the pace a little bit more and try and control it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. This transitions nicely into my first fair or foul question for you, Frank. Between the Canucks heading out on the road to Nashville and Edmonton being where I am in Los Angeles, I'm going to say Vancouver is facing the most pressure to win game three. I think going down 2-1, if you're Edmonton, you can say, hey, we've been in a similar spot in years past this Kings team. I think if Vancouver goes down 2-1, a little bit of doubt starts to creep in when you look at what you'd have to do then to win the series. Fair or foul, more pressure on Vancouver tonight.
In terms of all the teams tied 1-1 or just those two?
Just those two, just the two Canadian teams in action.
Oh, well, the Jets are also playing.
Yeah, I guess the Jets are also in action.
Forget about them. Yeah, well, and we are talking about them in a second with John Goins. I would say, yeah, you're right. There's definitely more pressure on the Canucks. I think the last thing you want to be doing is heading back home, staring down any kind of deficit.
Yeah, and I would obviously agree with you because I made up the question, Frank. Second one I got for you. We obviously have the two series that are 3-0, but we have another series, New York-Washington, that is at 2-0 and could very easily get to 3-0. I'm going to say we end up getting two sweeps in the first round of the NHL playoffs, fair or foul.
Well, we still have the possibility for Stars Golden Knights, too, to be a sweep.
I didn't think about that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say... Yes. If you were to set the line at 2, I would take the over.
Set line 2, I'd take the over. Yeah, I think the New York Carolina one is destined for a sweep, and I would not be the least bit surprised. I predicted, I think, Rangers in 4.
Okay. Well, yeah. I don't think anyone necessarily saw coming the possibility of Golden Knights Stars. So that one is fascinating too.
Yeah. Colby Cohn is in the chat. He says fair. So Colb's chiming in. He'll be your host on Monday's edition of the show. A third one I got for you, Frank. Again, we're going to talk Jets Avs with John Goins in a little bit. The over-under is up to 6.5 in that series for tonight's game. I'm going to say there will be no unders in that series. I'm going to say the fire wagon hockey just keeps on rolling along. Fair foul, no unders in Jets Avs.
Fair. Remember a few years ago with the Battle of Alberta, we were like, this can't possibly continue. There's no way these guys can continue to play this way. And that's pretty much exactly what happened the rest of the series. Every game was an absolute adventure. Never knew what you were going to get. And it's just odd because on one end of the ice, you have this year's Vezina Trophy winner probably and Connor Hellebuck. So to think that there aren't any... that go under, if you told me that before the series, I'd say you're crazy, but watching the first couple games, I'd say that's bang on.
And boy did Alexander Georgiev ever do. And we talked about this Wednesday with Ken Weave. He silenced his critics really quick, at least for the time being. You're only as good as your most recent start, but I would imagine in that room they're feeling a lot better about Georgiev this morning or heading into game three.
For sure, 100%. He redeemed himself in a big way, and now let's see how they play in front of him, too. I think that was the other thing that was part of it.
Yeah. Frank, before we get to our friend John Goins, let's get into some sad news from last night as the hockey world remembers an absolute legend in play-by-play voice, Bob Cole. He passed away yesterday at the age of 90, and it was great to see all the tributes come in. I loved that on Twitter. Obviously, Bob Cole was trending, but everyone was sharing their favorite Bob Cole calls as well. A sad moment, but also a great moment to look back on what was an absolutely legendary life.
Yeah, some touching tributes, and I kind of come at this from a different perspective because obviously I'm American. I grew up south of the border, and technology being what it was in the 90s, you didn't really have an opportunity to watch Hockey Night in Canada. I couldn't hear Bob Cole on a regular basis, but beginning to cover the sport professionally and then spending a lot of time and working in Canada and being in Bob Cole's orbit at the rink, incredibly special. So kind of to go at it from a different angle and go back and learn and listen to all the calls and the special moments, the highlights, they sort of become part of your lexicons, part of your vocabulary, the things that he would say. And you know even something as simple as what a night in Vancouver, like, it just, there were certain parts of it that you just, I did, they weren't part of my soundtrack growing up, but have become part of that as an adult. And you know, obviously not just grew to respect and appreciate, but really admire Bob Cole and his call. So, you know, certainly sad news, and to see the tributes pour in, that's been amazing to watch, because he had a front row seat to some of the best moments in the game's history.
Wanted to give John, or play the John Cooper clip, Frank. I think, you know, when you talk about the impact Bob Cole had, just how legendary he is, the fact that John Cooper, after going down 3-0 in a playoff series, is able to give 2 minutes on what Bob Cole meant to him, I thought was great. Let's run that.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Before I go, I'd be remiss, and I know it's tough to have this, I was hoping it's going to be a little bit better of a situation because we just lost a game in the playoffs. But I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the passing of Bob Cole. And I know it has nothing to do with this game, but it kind of does, because I'm probably not coaching in this league if it wasn't growing up and having a passion for this game because of the voice of that man. I was a little kid, and I used to go down and play hockey by myself, and it was all because of the emotion that Bob Cole brought to this game. And he's the Wayne Gretzky of announcers. My passion for this game is built on what Bob Cole said, and every night watching Hockey Night in Canada, I turned that thing on at 5 o'clock just to hear his voice. I had the pleasure in 2018, he was going to retire the next year, and he came down to Montreal, and he came down to the room, and I'm not starstruck that often, but I was starstruck when he came down. And he was such a wonderful man, and in the sacred grounds of the Bell Center in Montreal, after a pregame skate, it was just the two of us, and he took me, how old he would have been at the time. And he took me upstairs in the gondola in Montreal where he called the game. And I got to put a headset on where he was, where he called games. And I don't know, that was it. And it was one of the coolest moments I'd ever met in my had a part of my life, was to stand there with him. And so to all his friends and family and to everybody that grows up living this game, I'm going to miss that man, because he was a superstar in this sport. And again, to his family.
Yeah, really well said by John Cooper, Frank.
Yeah, look, again, I didn't grow up living that, but I've been living it since. And he said it better than anyone else could.
We need to play at least one Bob Cole call on the show to wrap this up. Here is an iconic Canadian hockey moment with, of course, Bob on the call.
Got a break. It's going to be a break. It is Joe Sakic scores. Joe Sakic scores. And that makes it 5-2 Canada. Surely that's got to be it.
Truly, that's got to be it. I love that call from Bob Cole. There you go. Let's wrap up and move on to our big segment for the day. Frank, it's the Coach's Room with our pal John Goyens. The Coach's Room is powered by Booster Juice. Visit a location today to refuel, refresh, and re-energize, and download the new Booster Rewards app to earn, order, and enjoy. You can be having a Booster Juice the same way Frank does. It's the Strawberry Sunshine with the Warrior Boost in it. Download the Booster Juice app today. John Goyens back for his second Coach's Room appearance of the week. We're breaking down Jets and Avs, John. And let's start with Nathan MacKinnon. In game one, I thought Adam Lowry did a fantastic job clamping down on the Avs superstar. Game two, that changed a little bit. What was behind MacKinnon, you know, or what has been behind the Jets being able to stifle MacKinnon a bit in this series?
Well, it goes back to the preview that we had prior to the series was you got to mitigate, right? You can only mitigate. He's got 3 points in this series, even though that they've scored at this point, they've scored 11, one of them being an empty netter. So let's call it 10 goals. He's only got 3 points. How? Again, they keep pushing him outside the slot. That shot well above 50 feet from outside from the net. That was one shot attempt, 50 feet from the net, now 60 feet plus from the net. So now he is shooting to create chaos and potentially look for deflections. And then on zone entries, it's about forcing him to delay or hold pucks behind the net. So this was all in the preview because the longer he holds it, the quicker Winnipeg can be five guys inside dots. So they have been able to adapt.
Okay, so they've been able to adapt. Alexander Georgiev has been able to adapt. And I'm always curious, how much is it on the goalie? How much of it is on the play in front of him? So if you were to look at the difference between game one, 696 save percentage, and game two, 933, what was different, Georgiev or the way the Avs defended?
Well, oddly enough, Colorado actually gave up more opportunities from the slot in game two, more opportunities from the inner slot in game two. It's his save percentage was that much greater in game number two. He was that much more calm, less rebounds, more square. You could even tell the body language was that much more confident. So as we roll the Georgiev clips, you see a guy that is big, confident, top of his crease, and tracking pucks. No, these are the offensive clips. We'll go to the Georgiev. We'll come back to the offensive clips after. And look at this. Save, boom, looking around. He's square. Watch on this one. Morrissey, top of his crease, right in the breadbasket. He's not leaky. Little alley-oop play, boom, square. He's got the rebound. This hits the post. Watch him track the puck. Even though it hits the post, he's not scrambled. He comes across, square. Nothing's getting through. East-west pass, top of his crease, and on his feet. That's huge. Now you really got to try and beat him. And when you want to create a little bit of traffic, he's tall and he's tracking pucks real well, and he's getting back to his feet right after. Watch again now, scramble on the power play. He's got multiple saves and back on his feet as quickly as possible. So there's an element of actually Colorado giving up more opportunities from the slot. Georgiev was to task. And the flip side to that, if we tie in the fact that they're mitigating MacKinnon's damage, Georgiev being better, and now as we go to the clips about the Colorado Avalanche have become offensively more diversified, if that's even possible. So let's roll those clips. So what they've applied is more of a forechecking element to their game. They were near the bottom of the league when it comes to creating offense off the forecheck. Miles Wood drops that in. He's coming in. He's screaming. Second guy, bang. And that second guy wasn't even in the screen on the dump in. Here, defensive play, where they become more efficient is how quickly they get up ice. And that's Colton who leads the breakout. Watch this high IQ pass by Zach Parise. And bang, he drops that. And that's why Parise has been able to go up the lineup, because of what he's got between the ears. I love the creativity with the short stick by Rantanen in front of the net, and Makar takes that shot. Now, you got to figure things out. They're going to force you to delay. Well, instead of MacKinnon dying on the outside, he's going to climb above, and now he creates space. What does that do? Boom, you got Makar shooting from the point with screens. You score a goal right off an offensive zone faceoff. Diversifying your offense. It can't always be off the rush. Watch the forecheck here. Yes, Hellebuyck is going to mess up, but Dylan releases. He releases from the path that he should be defending, and he leaves Hellebuyck actually hanging out to dry. They split their forecheck, and they're in fast. Speed is not only about cute plays. It's about going north, and look at the hang time by the referee on this one. If he gets in the way, we don't have this fourth goal. Maybe we have a tighter game near the end of the contest, but it's the diversification and them going north as much as possible, and their dumping rate went up exponentially. They aren't messing around with it at the blue line as much.
All right, so serious question. I loved your caption on the Josh Manson the Miles Wood forecheck. Do guys actually scream when they're going into the corner?
Sure, some do. Absolutely. 100%. And you think about how far he was coming from. You could just tell. He's like, I love that shot. I wish I could zoom in. I wish I could have mic'd him up. But he was just going in, just yelling for sure. And players hear footsteps, but they hear those growls coming at them as well.
So let me put you on the spot with this series shifting to Colorado tied at one. Who do you think's going to win and in how many games?
I'm still sticking with Colorado. I still think that their depth, they're going to figure it out. I think Georgiev showed not only a bounce back game, but in a bounce back game where he had actually more scoring chances against. And I know it looks silly, but he actually had more prime scoring chances against. He was to task. He was calm. He was big. And to all the listeners there, if I'm screaming, playoff hockey just makes me ingest a little bit more caffeine in the morning.
The only crime here is that we're not going to get to see one of John Goyen's proteges in this series with Jonathan Drouin out.
I agree. And he's been a playoff performer at every level. He's been a playoff MVP in midget AAA, in major junior wearing a Mem Cup and a Memorial Cup, and a Quebec major junior. And he was good in playoffs everywhere he's been. So hopefully they could get to that second round and he could get back in the lineup.
Fantastic stuff. As always, the Coach's Room powered by Booster Juice. John, we'll chat again on Monday.
Thanks.
Get to our daily face-off inbox question. It is brought to you by Douglas Mattress. You can order yours today at douglas.ca/DFO. And right now, every mattress order comes with a free comfort sleep bundle. With that, you get two memory foam pillows with the pillow protectors, one luxurious cotton sheet set, and one mattress protector free with any mattress order, handcrafted in Canada, ensuring the highest quality. Order today at douglas.ca/DFO. Frank, we got a really interesting one in actually from Jackie, who tied together the two series we're both working on right now. Jackie wants to know, now that the Preds back to being a playoff team, do they regret trading away Matthias Ekholm last year?
Ooh, probably not, because they're a playoff team without him. And to get to where they ultimately want to get to, those picks are going to be really important. And I would think that he's more valuable to them right now being in Edmonton.
Yeah, I think I agree, right? This was supposed to be not obviously not a rebuild, but a retooling period for the Nashville Predators. And you got to make tough decisions on veteran guys. They got a former first round pick in Reed Schaefer. They got that first round pick in the draft. I don't think they regret it. I think it's one of those rare instances, Frank, where that deal's a true win-win. Like, I think Edmonton is loving the price they paid for their now top pairing left shot defenseman. I think Nashville's sitting there going, like you said, hey, we're making the playoffs anyways. We're doing what we wanted to do.
Yeah, the fact that they got in this year is just an absolute bonus.
Yeah, let's move along to our daily bets brought to you by Bet365, the largest sports betting platform globally. Open an account with Bet365 and use the promo code DAILY365 to bet on a huge range of markets. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 365. Frank, I got a couple of plays for you tonight. Not confident enough in betting Oilers money line, but I do like Connor McDavid to finally get on the board with a goal. He's been held goalless through two games in this one. I like 97 to find the back of the net tonight. I like the plus 130 price tag that comes with it. The other pick I got for this evening is taking, yep, you guessed it, the over between the Jets and Avs. I think with this series shifting to Colorado, Colorado's offense is going to be even more difficult to contain. I think the Jets should be able to solve Gorgiev a little bit better than they did last game. I like playing the over here. Do you agree, disagree with me on any of those two picks?
No, I'm with you. The McDavid goal just feels like it's time. And I would look for an Elias Pettersson goal tonight in Nashville.
Maybe a little parlay action. That'd probably pay out pretty juicy, Frank. I like the way you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Let's wrap up the show with a little bit of garbage time, Frank. And I got a chuckle out of this on Twitter. We touched on the Alex Vlasic signing yesterday. And obviously, this is from back when he left BU, an email chain with him and some of his classmates. And he goes, "Hey, sorry, guys. I recently just left BU to pursue hockey. I won't be able to contribute to the assignment." Having to leave an assignment midway through would be pretty frustrating. I think you'd understand, though, if your classmate's going to the NHL.
Yeah, obviously they kept the receipts. Maybe one of them will frame it. Hey, I was in a class one day with that guy after just signing that $27 million extension with the Chicago Blackhawks. But it is funny, though, because I think it actually says a little bit something about Alex Vlasic. How many guys would just leave for the NHL and delete their email and never look at it again? That would be me, but I don't know. Some class to apologize and bow out gently.
Yeah, wanted to end the week with a bit of a chuckle. That is a wrap on a fantastic week of playoff hockey talk. Frank, it has been unpredictable. It has been high scoring. We finally got some overtimes as well, and the drama will only continue into the weekend. If you're watching on the YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button before you go, and we will be back on Monday at noon Eastern. Chat with you then.
Thanks for tuning in to Daily Faceoff Live. Make sure you hit the subscribe button to never miss an episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Boom.
All right, hockey fans, listen up because we've got something special coming your way this playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and let me tell you, it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game day, you're going to be faced with four questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle. And here's a sneak peek into some of those questions we'll be firing your way. First up, you got to pick the winning team. That sounds simple, right? But there's more. You got to decide if the total amount of goals in the game will be over or under a certain amount, and that's where the real strategy starts to kick in. Next up, you're picking who's going to find the back of the net first, and you're going to want to be careful because that's one that could be cooked early on in the game. And finally, you got to predict which period is going to be the highest scoring. Will it be a barn burner in the first, a shootout in the second, or a nail biter in the third? That's up to you to decide. Now let's talk about prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? For the daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards to treat yourself to some fresh Nation gear, and you might even win a jersey from your favorite team. And for the big dogs, those who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.